Eastman 4DJC and 5CSA mobile calling.
Hello, Roger. How you doing? N4DJC.
I'm doing okay. I've heard you on here a couple of times the past week or so. I haven't had a chance to holler at you, but thought I'd give it a shot today and say hello. My work sounded like you were getting chased by a dog.
Turn upstairs right quick, right there on my handheld and I'm on my regular radio now.
You sound all right. So, are you doing well?
Still, had to take it easy because of my little stall I had, but everything's going to be okay with that, I think. And I had to get to the ER a couple of weeks ago. I was having some pain, and I thought about my blood pressure was low and that sort of thing, so I had to get checked out, but everything's okay with that, too. So had a couple of scares, but otherwise I'm doing okay. I feel pretty good.
Well, how those balls can be, I was a fell coming out of my chicken coop, and I don't know exactly what I fell on, but it bruised the heck out of my left ribs, and gosh, it was probably 3 weeks before that thing got feeling better. So I know what you've been through with that. Glad you're feeling better over it.
Broke my hip at first, and then x-rayed it, and the orthologist prepares my health care over here. You have a new orthopedic walk-in clinic over here just off of Liberty Highway due to the interstate. And they x-rayed it and said, then they said, I'd broken my pelvis in two places and had a CAT scan and said it wasn't either one. They called it I didn't have an MRI, but he said they called it a bone marrow edema, which is like microfractures inside the bone marrow. But all they do with that is just take it easy and it's not hurting me now. It takes about 6 months for it to fully heal. I'm just being careful to make sure I don't fall again, Roger.
That's a good idea. Try not to do that. No more falling. And that would be a good thing for you. So, anyway, I am glad that you're doing okay from that deal.
Did you break your hip or leg or something in the airport a number of years ago?
I did in 1999. I always call it a broken hip, my left hip, pelvis, whatever you want to call it. It's got 7 screws in it. So it hurts from time to time. I also have to be careful.
Telling me that, hopefully it doesn't give you too much pain, but as we get older, that stuff kind of comes back to us when we least expect it sometime. I asked Bill then, I hadn't heard anything from him lately. The only time I hear anything about him is just through you.
He's on as ever and radioing as much as he can. He just recently, he told me, he called me Friday. I was having time to get on the radio in the evening, so he called me on the phone and told me he bought a radio, a TS-2000. Then he called me the next day and said his online order had gotten beat out by a walk-in or a phone order, so he didn't get that one, so he bought another 746 Pro.
Didn't you tell me he bought a
705 too? I couldn't keep up with it, but I thought he did. I know you did, and I thought Bill got one as well. But he hasn't talked much about it. Maybe I was confused, but I'll have to ask him. I thought he did. But anyway, he may not have. So are you still loving yours?
I'm running it right now. I bought one of those BioNO 4.5 amp hour 12-volt batteries. Called lithium iron phosphate. Lithium iron phosphate. It's got all the charge protection circuits inside the battery, so it'll run I can run the radio, and it charges the battery too while it's plugged into the side of the radio, so between the batteries on the radio and the battery here, I can run about 15 or 16 hours pretty easily without having a having an issue. Plus, I can, you know, the internal battery on with the radio, Rogers, is just the same one they used on the ID51 and 52 handhelds. It'll run 3 or 4 hours pretty easy if I don't transmit on it a whole lot. But I can run with an external battery. I can run 10 watts on it. Plus, I don't have any of that hash and stuff and those switching power supplies.
Sounds good. Yeah, that battery is one of the next things on my wish list, my amateur radio wish list. So I do hope to get one of those shortly. Yeah, and it sounds really good on here too. Sounds really good. A lot of guys, you know, well, I know you already know this, but I've seen where a lot of guys take those on POTA and SOTA activation. They're pretty neat.
This one is not very big. It's only about 2.5 inches. I think it's 2.5 inches by 3 inches square. It weighs about 15 ounces. It's got a... The only thing about it is the Degum thing, they're proud of them. It's expensive, but it does... They said it'll take up maybe 1,500 charges, and you have to get a separate charger that'll charge it about two amps for it. But I charge it about 4 or 5 hours every once in a while. But it runs, even though it's 12 volts, it runs. For instance, I've had it on here for about 2 days now, and it's still running at 13.2 volts. And the voltage on those things don't drop out till the very end, and when it just, you know, when you exhaust the battery. So, you know, you don't have to worry about running, you know, much power. I'm running 5 watts right now.
That guy, I think it's W3ATB, W3 Alpha Tango Bravo, he has a site, and they do a lot of stuff, and he uses that battery, that one, same one you got. Yeah, it's excellent battery. So yeah, I'm looking to get one of those soon. So anyway, Jeff, I have to go back in and work for the afternoon. So, but I wanted to try and give you a shout, see if I had any luck saying hello to you. So I hadn't got to say hello in a while, but I have listened over here some when you were talking to folks. It's good to keep up with you that way, but wanted to take the chance to say hello today and say hope you're having a great day.
Ted, I've given you a call on 97 several times around lunchtime, but you have to remember, I didn't remember where you left right at 12 or not, but I tried to catch you around 12:30 or so, but I didn't know if you was monitoring 97 as well or something else.
When I walk out, I get in the car, and so between 12 and 12:10 or so, I throw calls out on 7997 and Greenwood. So I'll hang closer to 97. So it's about 12 o'clock to 12:10 from here to the house, and then about 10 till 1 o'clock back from the house here. That's the... Anyway, so... Glad I got to catch up with you over here. So, you have a great day, and we'll catch you again. And chat a little bit longer, maybe on a different day of the week. One of them not working days of the week. N4DJC, take care. N5CS, aim up.
Okay, Roger, I got to run to you. My wife's just ringing the doorbell. She just brought in the groceries. She's bringing them in. N5CSA, N4DJC, clear.
K-O-4-N-U-E-K-O-4-W-W-Z. 4-N-U-E-K-O-4-W-W-Z. Contact K-O-4-W-W-Z, Twitter.